Governor Doyle had asked for the extraordinary session to pass the lower drunk driving limit after Republicans pulled it from his budget, and then the Senate failed last week to act on .08. Now it has passed in the Senate on a bipartisan vote. One lead Democrat voted no, however. Senate Minority Leader John Erpenbach.
If the issue is drunk driving, .08 really doesn't do anything to address drunk driving. It's the person who's been arrested 2, 3, 4, 5 times who still gets arrested for drunk driving. .08 really doesn't do anything to address that.
Governor Doyle says he's grateful to the minority leader for delivering the votes to pass the measure, but doesn't buy that argument.
It was really remarkable to me that those who have opposed .08 over the years have always said, well, take a look at the habitual offender. These aren't one or the other. Both of them present serious risks to the people on the roads of the state of Wisconsin. And you know, one of the very important things about .08 is that people will make the decision now on whether they're going to drive or give their keys to somebody else after they've had one or two drinks.
Some lawmakers are calling the .08 bill passed in the Senate watered down. Drivers convicted with blood alcohol levels between .08 and .10 would get lesser penalties than for being over .10. The Wisconsin Tavern League, Scott Sanger, says the association is in favor of the Senate bill with its amendment.
So it's a weird position for us to be in, but we think this meets the criteria, and I think that's what their litmus test is here today. You know, what can we do to make sure we get the federal funds?
Some senators on the floor took exception to the changes, calling them political cover. Democratic Senator Bob Jauch.
The people of the state would rather we be for it or against it. I mean, rather than diluting it down so that it has some political cover and protection and armor, and we pretend we're doing something when we're not.
But Majority Leader Senator Mary Panzer says the compromise allowed passage of .08.
I think it is a step forward, and a lot of what needs to happen with bills like this we pass is an education process. We did something similar with the seatbelt law in terms of secondary enforcement rather than primary. People now are in very high compliance on the seatbelt law. I think it takes time for people to get to know the laws, live with them, abide by them.
The Tavern League's belief is that lowering the legal drunk driving limit to .08 is a slippery slope. Scott Stenger.
Already 8 states have introduced 06 laws, and we're seeing that that is going to be the national agenda that MAD and other groups are going to push. .08 isn't the end game. They're going to continue to push this to make drinking socially unacceptable.
Senator Erpenbach on statistics that show a .08 limit would save 24 lives each year in Wisconsin.
Well, I think everybody would be saved if we have absolute sobriety. And again, what we're getting down to here is we're trying to take a blanket law and we're trying to fit it into everybody's physical makeup, and it just doesn't work at .10 and below it.
Governor Doyle.
To me, this is a very bottom line issue. There is every single scientific, credible scientific study that has ever been done demonstrate that at .08, a person is negatively affected, that their perception, their reaction, and their judgments are negatively affected at .08. To me, that's the end of the matter. People shouldn't be driving at .08.
Governor Doyle says he hopes to be able to sign the .08 bill into law this week. Frederica Freiberg, Wisconsin Public Radio.